we're back at KMEM Studios. We've got 7:39, temperature 28 degrees, and tonight's boys game between Knox County and North Shelby is being brought to you by these fine Knox County sponsors, and they include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, also by Knox County Dental Office, Knox County Home Health Agency and Home and Health Department, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And now let's take you back down to Shelbyville, Missouri, for tonight's boys game with the play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. It is the boys' turn, and take a look at the starting lineup, first four of Knox County. It'll be Jacob Becker, a 6'6", a senior. Dylan Perry, 6'3", a junior. Branson Miller, 5'10", senior. Tanner Gillespie, a 6'2", a senior. And Nelson Schenkel at 6'7", and a sophomore. As the Eagles are 11-9 and coached by Nathan Miller. And, of course, the lights go out, but I will try my best. And for the Raiders, from North Shelby, J.D. Rich, a 6'1", a junior. Carson Moore, a 6'1", senior. Brendan McDaniel, 6'1", and a junior. Robert Allmeyer, 6'1", a senior. And Kyle Smith, a 6'1", a senior. It'll be J.D. Rich, Carson Moore, Brendan McDaniel, Robert Allmeyer, and Kyle Smith. The Raiders go 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", 6'1", and 6'1". They are 15-5 and coached by Landon Daniel. In fact, a note, Landon Daniel, after the girls' game, won his 200th win of his coaching career. So congratulations to Landon Daniel. So we're set to play basketball as Jacob Becker will jump center against Brendan McDaniel. The ball is up. It's controlled by Knox County as Miller gets it to Gillespie, and Gillespie tried to step around J.D. Rich. He was tied up by Rich. So a turnover gives it right back to North Shelby. And Robert Allmeyer gets it into Rich. As Rich Williams across the timeline, gives it to Allmeyer. Kicks it down to the corner to McDaniel. McDaniel tried to go inside and passed over away by Miller. Gets it to Schenkel, tried to give it back, or he lost it. Now long pass down the floor. Tried to find Carson Orr. Passed way ahead of Carson Orr. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Frazier by North Shelby. 1-2-2 zone trap. As Branson Miller gives it to Gillespie. Now Branson Miller. You know, Branson and Braden both in there. Schenkel gets it inside. The Becker puts it up and got it. So Jacob Becker has 2 points. With the basketball is Robert Allmeyer. Allmeyer has it and takes it down the right lane. Kicks it off to McDaniel in the right corner, to the right wing. Now Allmeyer on the right wing. Lost the ball, picked up by Gillespie. Gives it to Becker. Ahead it goes to Franklin Miller. Now Teal goes the other way. Carson Orr takes it to the basket, puts up the shot, missed it. And let's see the foul's going to be on. I think they're going to call it on Jacob Becker, and they do. So Jacob Becker picks up his first foul, first team foul, as Kyle Smith will inbound. Underneath his own basket, gets back to Rich. Rich to McDaniel on the right wing. He's in a double team. Gets it back to Rich. Now they send it back to Smith. 4-3, no good. And Braden Miller comes off with a rebound. Gets it down to Gillespie. Leans in off glass. Got it. Tanner Gillespie with 2 points. J.D. Rich across the timeline. Gives it to Allmeyer on the left wing. As Allmeyer gets it down to Carson on the left baseline. Almost lost it. Tried to get it into Smith. Smith does lose it. It goes out of knockdown basketball. Do we have a foul or a technical foul? Evidently, we got a technical foul on Kyle Smith. They called a technical. They called a foul on Kyle Smith. And I thought it said technical. Somebody technical. As Schenkel will be fine to shoot the technical foul. First shot up, off the heel of the rim, no good. As now Kyle Smith will set down, and Landon Bender will check in. So Smith may set down the rest of the ball game. I don't know the rules. Schenkel shot up, missed them both. And now it'll be Knox County basketball. 4-0. Knox County with the lead. Just about a minute and a half into this one. As Tanner Gillespie gets the ball into Braden Miller. As Braden goes sideline, Gillespie now Schenkel in the left corner. Trying to force it inside to Braden Miller. And it's tipped by North Shelby, hits the backboard. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Out of bounds underneath the own basket. Tanner Gillespie will trigger. As Gillespie looks for somebody, gets it out to Branson Miller. Now Gillespie, dribble drive out of the right corner, off the right baseline, puts up a shot, no good. And Brandon McDaniel on the rebound. McDaniel pulls up between the two circles, the wrist between the two circles. As Rich will get the ball to Bender in the right corner. Bender, the double team, but somebody gets it inside. Solmeyer, now three on the way, no good by McDaniel. Long rebound comes off Tanner Gillespie. Goes to Branson Miller. Miller lost the handle on the basketball to Carson Orr. Orr gives the ball to Olmeyer on the left wing. Olmeyer brings it out, gives it to Rich between the two circles. As Rich bounce pass underneath the basket, put up, and it's good by Brendan McDaniel. So McDaniel has 2 points. 4-2. Knox County with the lead in the basketball. It's Braden Miller. Brings it to the left wing. Gillespie between the two circles. And almost lost it. Picks it back up. Gets it to Braden Miller. Braden. Little running 5-footer. No good. But Schenkel with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Nelson Schenkel with 2. It's 6-2. As Olmeyer across the timeline. Olmeyer to Brendan McDaniel. Running little. That 10-foot floater got to go down 4 points. Brendan McDaniel. Gillespie gets it over to Braden Miller. Splits a double team. Finds Gillespie on the right wing. Inside to Becker. Now the right wing, Gillespie. Left wing. It goes to Branson. And an offensive foul on Nelson Schenkel. And Schenkel just lowered his head and plowed in to Carson Orr. The first foul on Nelson Schenkel. Now a timeout on the floor. 4:37 left to play in the first quarter. It's Knox County 6, North Shelby 4, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
The weather is changing, and most all appetites agree great food is close by at the Blue Room in Edina. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. This winter, warm up with the Blue Room's daily lunch special Monday through Friday. Dine in or call for takeout, 660-397-2550. Year-round, we're your friendly hometown bar and grill restaurant. Food and fun for you, your family and friends, and proud sponsor of the Knox County Eagles. It's the Blue Room in Edina, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. 4:37 left to play in the first quarter of the boys' game. 6-4, Knox County with the lead. J.D. Rich across the timeline. Dolmar gives it to McDaniel on, in the right corner. Inside the Carson Orr, puts up a shot blocked by Becker. Out with it comes Branson Miller. Now Braden. Braden Miller with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline and gets the ball to Becker. Now Gillespie on the right wing. Inside the arc, the whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Carson Orr. So Carson Orr picks up his first foul. Second team foul against the Raiders. As Tanner Gillespie inbounds to Schenkel in the right corner inside to Becker with the shot, wedged it. And so it's going to go back to North Shelby. And Bender, no, that's Brendan McDaniel, jumped up, slapped it out of bounds. Well, okay, jump balls are already in the station, stage or not. Braden Miller to Branson, he'll try a three on the way. Braden Branson mixed up. That was Braden who just hit that three as he hit the ball down on the baseline to Carson Orr. Slapped out of his hand. And now such for Knox County. So Omar will inbound. Gets the ball into McDaniel in a triple team. Down the dotted line. Underneath, shot put up by Landon Bender. He has two. 9-6. As pressure by North Shelby. Branson gives it to Braden. Now Branson has it on the right wing. Gillespie will try a three. Oh, left is short. And on the rebound, McDaniel. As McDaniel leaves his way out of the defense. J.D. Rich with three. No good. And Gillespie comes off the rebound. Now Knox County a three-on-one. Gillespie will take him to the hoop. Missed it. Chicken got the rebound. Put it back up. It goes down. It counts and he's fouled. Nelson Schenkel staying right with it. And the foul's going to be on Lindy McDaniel. That's his first. And Nelson Schenkel will get the line. He has four, looking for five. Isaac fires it and got it. 5 points for Nelson Schenkel. 6 point Knox County lead. J.D. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Had the ball slapped away by Gillespie. Gillespie to the hoop, but the shot missed it. And the foul is going to be on J.D. Rich, and that's his first. So Tanner Gillespie will go to the line. As he'll looking for his third point. He has two looking for three. Shots up, got it. 3 point, Tanner Gillespie. Now J.D. Rich and Carson Orr set down. Casey Shockley will check in, and I didn't see the other number as yet. As Gillespie's next shot up, got it. 4 points, Tanner Gillespie. As Landon McDaniel across the timeline to Olmeyer. South pass underneath, shot put up by Noah Greenwell. He missed the shot to do the foul. The foul is going to be on Branson Park. So Branson picks up his first foul. Carter Marble gets set to get in for Knox County. First shot on the way. No good. As Noah Greenwell, as here comes Carter Marble, and Blake Miller will check out. 2:53 left to play in the first quarter. 14-6, Knox with the lead. Greenwell second free throw on the way. That's around. Got it. So Noah Greenwell has a point. Pressure by North Shelby. Branson Miller to Tanner Gillespie. Splits a triple team to Branson on the right wing. Grab Marble in the right corner. To Tanner Gillespie kicks it back out to Schenkel. Schenkel looks inside. And I think he picked up the foul. I'm surprised they didn't call it for a travel. The foul's going to be on to 32, which would be Casey Shockley. Shockley picks up his first foul. But Nelson Schenkel has five looking for six. Shot up, got it. 6 points for Nelson Schenkel. 15-7. Knox County with the lead is Schenkel with six looking for seven. Shots up, no good. Becker comes off the rebound. Bans back out to the right wing, top of the key to Schenkel. Now Branson Miller, backdoor play to Schenkel, lays it up, got it. 8 points for Nelson Schenkel. 10 points, Knox County lead, 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Omar. Gets the ball inside, shots put up in and out, no good by Bender. And off with the rebound comes Becker. Gives it to Branson Miller in the center circle. Branson picks up the dribble, bounce pass to Becker. Inside the Schenkel off the baseline, little 10-footer, got it to go. 10 points for Nelson Schenkel. Now a timeout on the floor as Landon Daniel wants to talk things over. 1:58 left to play in the first quarter. It's Knox County 19, North Shelby 7. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Knox County R1 Schools are proud to help bring the broadcast of the Knox County Eagles to you on KMEM Radio. Parents, teachers, and administrators have a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. Get involved with your children and your children's school. The best weapon against delinquency, drugs, and crime is family time. Knox County R1 Schools, proud to be the Eagles. Knox County R1 Schools, dedicated to excellence in education.
In America, the zip code you're born into can determine your future. If this baby was born a couple miles away, his chances of dropping out of school skyrocket. Born 5 miles farther, his chances of experiencing violent crime rise. But just one town over, his chances at a healthier life improve. At The Y, our programs help all kids thrive, no matter where they're from. Support your local Y at ymca.net/forabetterus.
Welcome back, everybody. North Shelby High School. North Shelby trailing 19-7 with the basketball. As Olmeyer tries the three on the right wing, no good. Bamner with the rebound. Trying to go up with it. Didn't make the basket, but do the foul. And foul's going to be on Carter Marble. So Marble picks up his first foul. And Lambert Bender will get the line, and he'll shoot two shots. Pass two, looking for three. Shots on the way. Airballed it. 1:46 left to play in the first quarter. Knox County on top, 19-7. As Bender set for his second free throw. On the way, got it. 3 points to Landon Bender. 19-8. Pressure by Fort Sheldrick. Schenkel just airmailed a pass over to Brayden Miller over the scores table. And, of course, it goes out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. Olmeyer gets the ball to Shockley. Dribble drive into the paint. Gets it back out to Bender now. Three on the way. Full by. Robert Olmeyer makes it 19-11 as Tanner Gillespie. Lazy pass. And now, luckily, Tanner got his right back. Gives it a Marble on the right wing. Now, lob underneath on the weak side. To Brayden Miller, to Gillespie, to the hoop, plays it up, pinballs in and out, no good. And Bender comes off the rebound. Bender kicks it out to Shockley. Shockley drives the baseline, kicks it out to Olmeyer, wide open three, bullseye! 6 points going on with Olmeyer. 19-14. Knocked the lead to basketball. Now, lazy pass again. Olmeyer, underneath, shots put up, got it. Noah Greenwell with 3 points. And now, Nathan Miller wants to time out. 46 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Knox County 19, North Shelby 16, back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
Boost yields and reduce input costs by more efficiently and effectively applying fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina is a valued supplier for fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemical application for the surrounding area. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services provides many additional services to the local farmers, including seed, diesel fuel, soil testing, and propane. Anyone can sell fertilizer. Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina delivers it with service.
Back at North Shelby High School, Branson Miller with the basketball. Trying to get the ball back to Gillespie, and it's kicked out of bounds by North Shelby. So the Knox County basketball out of bounds in front of the scorer's table. Tanner Gillespie will trigger. Pass almost stolen again by Diggy Rich, picked up by Branson Miller, running 10 footer, got it. Branson with 2 points. 5 points. Knox County lead is North Shelby the basketball. McDaniel to the right side of the circle. Now Olmeyer will try another three. This one no good. And Gillespie off the rebound. Gillespie across the sideline to Branson Miller. And Branson to Brayden Miller on the deep right wing. Gets across the left wing to Gillespie. To Branson. Now Gillespie on the right wing. Back to Branson to the two circle. Gillespie. Look up the 15-foot block. And that will come to Bender, and that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Knox County 21, North Shelby 16. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
when you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at fundraisers? Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
21-16 as we start the second quarter of this boys' game. Knox County with the lead, and North Shelby with the basketball. As Holmeyer across the timeline to the top of the key, McDaniel on the right wing puts a shot up, blocked by Schenkel. Now crosses it over in among the trees. And Greenwell had the ball, put up a shot. And comes up big Shelby basketball. Albert Holmeyer will trigger as Holmeyer looks for somebody. Gets the ball underneath to Carson Orr. Had the ball knocked away. Now Holmeyer for three. Holmeyer. With three threes for Albert Holmeyer, he has five. It's a two-point Knox County lead. As Braden Miller gets over to Branson Miller. As Branson gets down the sideline, runs over Holmeyer. It's on an offensive foul on Branson Miller. So that's the second foul on Branson. Now, North Shelby, a chance to tie with the basket here. Robert Holmeyer to J.D. Rich on the left wing or in the left corner. Out to McDaniel, top of the key. McDaniel from the dotted line, puts it up, got it. 6 points for Brendan McDaniel. We're tied at 21. In the backcourt, Branson Miller trying to get across the timeline to Becker. And quick hands by North Shelby goes out of bounds. So it'll be Tanner Gillespie on the near sideline. Gets it to Branson Miller. Back to Gillespie. To Branson. Branson brings it across the timeline. Gets the double team. Gets it to Schenkel. And Schenkel jams it home. 12 points to Nelson Schenkel. And McDaniel gives it to Omar. Had the ball poked away. Picked up by Becker. To Branson Miller. Branson makes a bad pass. Golden one. Greenwell. Tried to get it ahead to Omar. Let him too much and goes out of bounds. As that's what Carson Orr, that's why he plays the lead on that press. Get a turnover and Orr is down to four. The Gillespie almost did it again. Now Branson Miller with the basketball. Bounce pass to Gillespie. Gillespie crossed the five timeline. This is the Braden. Braden to the hoop. Lays up a shot. No right from Jordan. And Schenkel gets it, puts it up in air. 14 points for Nelson Schenkel. Holmeyer gets it inside to Orr. Lost the ball. Picked up by Schenkel. It hit the left in the back. Right to Becker. And Becker walked. And Becker sure wasn't looking for it. Now Greenwell will check out. And back in the ballgame, Landon Bender for North Shelby. J.D. Rich will inbound their sideline. To Holmeyer. Now Rich. Bender in the right corner in a triple team. Bender looks for somebody. And there goes Schenkel. To the hoop. Lays it up. Missed it. And Becker comes off with the rebound. Becker hustling all the way. Now they give it back to Gillespie. Branson Miller on the left wing. Back to Gillespie between the two circles to Braden on the right wing. Gillespie back to Branson on the left wing. Inside to Becker. Now Schenkel underneath the basket. Puts his shot up. Got it. 16 points for Nelson Schenkel. Give the assist to Becker. 27-21. 6 point Knox County lead. J.D. Ridge. 3-pointer on the right wing. No good. Airballed it. I don't think anybody touched it. I think the officials are going to ask one another. They're waiting to see who they give it to. evidently they say it was cut by Knox County. So Greenlaw will check back in. Also, Shockley will check back in for the Raiders. J.D. Rich already has his own basket to inbound. Gets it back out to Daniel to the top of the key. Now the right side of the circle. Shockley has it. Dribble drive out of the double team to get it inside to Bander. And Bander lost it, picks it back up. And a whistle and a foul. And they call a foul on Nelson Schenkel. That's his second. Foul, three on the way by Daniel. No good. And long rebound. Tanner Gillespie then knocked away by Shockley and picked up by Ridge. So Ridge dribbles into a double team. Looks for somebody. Finds Shockley. Now he'll try a three. Airballed it. And out of it comes Brayfiller to Branson. As Branson will bring it across the timeline. Now pass to Braden Miller on the right wing to Branson between the two circles. Gillespie on the left wing. Schenkel in the left corner. Back to Braden. Goes up the shot. No good. Tip up by Becker. No good. And Bender comes off with the rebound. Bender in a hurry. Breaks it across the timeline. Right wing. Bounce pass to Daniel on the right wing. Back out to Ridd. Now shot. The dribble drive. And we've got a whistle. And a foul. The foul is going to be on. We're going to call that on Shockley. Real funny, Shockley. They call it on Greenwell. So Greenwell picks up his first foul. Lance Miller will bring it across the timeline. Now it's past Gillespie and the timeline. Lance Miller. Now Ransom tried to go to Brayden in the right corner. Knocked out of bounds by J.D. Ridd. So it'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds. On the far sideline as Wayne gets it into Branson. Branson Miller across the free throw line by Gillespie. Takes him in the paint, finds Becker. Becker, 10-footer in and out, no good. Shockley comes off the rebound with J.D. Ridd. Ridd brings it across the timeline. Finally corrals the dribble, gives the ball to McDaniel. Dribble drives to the right side of the circle, now the free throw line. 15-footer on the way, no good. And the rebound on the floor picked up by Shockley. Shockley gives it to Bender. He lost it. Stolen by Becker to Branson Miller. And now Schenkel. Schenkel walked with it. That was pretty obvious. As Nelson kind of wanted to argue that he took more than two steps, I think, that time. So it's a good call. Nelson goes back. Let's it go. Now bad pass almost stolen away by Branson. To McDaniel to put up his shot. No good. And off the rebound, Shockley. Oh, no, that's Greenwell. Tried to get it back out of McDaniel. Stolen away by Branson Miller. To Nelson Schenkel. To Braden in the left, the right corner. Braden Miller. Now pops Becker. Now back to Braden. Braden on the right wing. Out to Branson Miller between the two circles. Gillespie on the deep left wing. To Braden Miller. Drives the right baseline. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And off of the rebound comes Bender. Landon Bender gives it to Rich. Rich to Shockley. And now Bender puts up a shot blocked by Becker. And now they call a jump ball on an organization. Goes back to Knox County. 2:42 left to play in the ball game. Timeout on the floor. It's Knox County 27 and North Shelby 21. Back. In 60 seconds, this is KMEM Sport.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
2:42 left to play in the first half of this boys' game. Knox County leading 27-21 with the basketball. As Blanchenbiller will bring himself the timeline, down past the break in the left corner. Inside the chamber, gives it to Becker. Becker off, Blass got it. Gives the assist to Nelson Chang, a little high-low. Across the timeline comes J.D. Rich. Rich gives it to McDaniel. Now Orr has it on the baseline. Rich stopping to keep it for three. No good. And Bender off the rebound. Puts it up, got it. Landon Bender with 5 points. 29-23. Knox County with the lead to basketball. Placed by North Shelby. As Braden Miller has it on the left wing. Gillespie takes it into the paint. And a whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be on Noah Greenwell. So two fouls on Noah Greenwell. I got it for two. Scoreboard agrees with me now. So two fouls on Greenwell. Tanner Gillespie will go to the line. And he'll shoot a 1-1. 17 fouls against North Shelby. So Noah Gillespie has four, missed his free throw, and off the rebound comes McDaniel. And then McDaniel across the timeline gets the ball to Greenwell. He's going to be over and back. Outstanding defense by the Knox County Eagles. Tanner Gillespie will inbound. Gets it to Branson Miller at Branson. He'll take his time. Gillespie across the timeline to Branson Miller, now Braden on the left wing. Gives it to the right wing to Gillespie. Schenkel takes it back out to Braden. Down the left corner for three. Oh, five. 6 points for Braden Miller. 32-23. Knocked with the lead as Greenwell takes it to the right wing beyond the arc. Gets it back to McDaniel, top of the key. Now Rich on the left wing. The Bender on the left block, trying to get it inside to Carson Orr. Ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. Out of bounds on the thrown basket. 1:15 left to play in the first half. Rich gives it to Greenwell in the right corner. Now Rich will try three. Bullseye! Jamie Rich puts points in the game. He has three and is back to a 6-point. Knox County lead with the basketball. Gillespie gives it to Becker. Now Schenkel. Schenkel kicks it out to Branson Miller to Braden. Braden puts up the little five-footer, missed it, and McDaniel off the rebound. McDaniel weaves his way in and out, put up a shot blocked by Becker. McDaniel hit the deck. Might have been a little flop, I don't know, but the vision right there and calls a foul on Jacob Becker. That's his second. Brendan McDaniel will go to the line and shoot a couple. With 46 seconds left to play in the first half. So McDaniel with 6 points, looking for seven. Shots on the way, got it. 7 points. Brendan McDaniel, 32-27. As Shockley in the ball game, also Omar kicked back in. Brendan McDaniel hit them both. He has eight. And it's a 3-point Austin lead, placed by North Shelby. Gillespie gets it to Branson Miller, back to Gillespie. Gillespie dribbles out, right side of the hook, finds Braden Miller on the right wing, trying to get it to Schenkel in the right corner, knocked out of bounds by Olmeyer. So it'll be Knox County basketball, out of bounds on the far sideline. Braden Miller will trigger. Braden gets it over to Tanner Gillespie on the left wing. Gillespie takes it into the paint, lost the ball, picked up by Bender. Bender falls down, but it's picked up by Robert Olmeyer. Olmeyer gives it to McDaniel. Inside to Bender, puts up a shot blocked by Schenkel. And a loose ball is taken by Olmeyer, puts up a shot blocked by Schenkel and Becker. Now Shockley to McDaniel. McDaniel ball away in front of and a whistle, and he missed the shot. They do the foul, maybe a little back in there. The foul's going to be on Nelson Schenkel, and that's his third. So Brendan McDaniel will be at the line He has 8, looking for 9. 7 seconds left to play the first half. As McDaniel shot up, got it. 9 points from Brandon McDaniel. Now Schenkel is going to step down, and Carter Fargo will check back in. So Brandon McDaniel buys it, fires it, got it. 10 points from McDaniel. As Carter Marble gets it in to Branson Miller, grabs it back to Marble. Marble jump pass ahead to Gillespie, to Marble. And now looks on the floor at half the end of the first half with the score. Knox County 32, North Shelby 30. Back in a moment. This is KAMI Sports.
Happy new tax year. The tax code grew more complicated than ever before in 2021. I'm Bobby D. Clark, Certified Public Accountant, and I'd love the opportunity to help you make sense of those tax law changes. Give me a call at 660-397-2332 or stop by my new office located 2 blocks west of the four-way stop on West Lafayette Street in Edina. You can also find me on Facebook or at bobbyclark.com.
It's time for the big game, and CNR Markets is your tailgate headquarters with 10-pound value-packed ground beef, only $3.49 a pound. Whole pork butts, only $1.29 a pound. Haas avocados are only 98 cents each. Doritos chips are buy one, get one free. And Red Baron pizzas, 3 for $9. Charter Reserve, deli fresh ham, and American cheese, only $5.99 a pound. And don't forget your sweetheart this weekend from everyone at CNR Markets. Be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at CNR.
For all your do-it-yourself lumber projects, come by Cargill Lumber outside Novelty, Missouri. Here we provide all different kinds of quality lumber for your handcrafted projects. With ash lumber being one of our favorites, it glues, it stains, and finishes quite well. So when you're looking for the best lumber to build your woodworking projects, check out our stock of ash lumber and all of our other species that Cargill Lumber has available. Cargill Lumber, quality that keeps staying through 3 generations.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 8 above. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 20. Chance of snow tomorrow night. Lows around 12. Overcast skies. High of 23 Sunday under mainly sunny skies. 42 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country. 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 25.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. We're halftime of the boys' game, and Knox County leading North Shelby 32-30. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Knox County. Jacob Becker with 4 points. Branson Miller with 2. Braden Miller with 6. Tanner Gillespie with 4. And Nelson Chingle with 16 points. For North Shelby, Noah Greenwell with 3. J.D. Rich with 3. Brendan McDaniel with 10. Robert Elmeyer with 9. And Landon Bender with 5 points. Knox County led 21-16 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Knox 14-11 in the second quarter. And Knox County leads here at halftime 32-30. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The Citizens Bank of Edina has been your hometown bank for 100 years. Our loan officers have over 60 years of combined loan experience and strong agricultural backgrounds. We offer a complete line of ag loans, FSA guaranteed loans, and fixed rate Farmer Mac 2 ag real estate loans, as well as consumer and home loans. With a full line of deposit services, we are a full service bank that can take care of all your banking needs. Our lobby hours are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 3:30. Drive-up hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4, Friday until 6, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Located south of the square in Edina, give us a call. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Keep up on all the items of local interest each week by reading the pages of the Edina Sentinel. Just wait till you see what they have to offer. Page after page of news, sports, and other information to keep you up to date on all the latest activities from the city council to county government to school events. Today, more than ever, you need to know what's going on in our community. And when you need to know, read about it in the Edina Sentinel, Knox County's only weekly paper.
COVID-19, the flu, whooping cough, measles, mumps, chicken pox, Knox County, Missouri, one thing will always remain the same. We at Knox County Health Department are here, serving you and yours. Give us a call at 660-397-3396 and find out about our immunization clinics, low-cost lab draw options, home visiting programs, and so much more. We're now located at 102 West Monticello in Edina, Missouri, and look forward to seeing you soon.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. We're at halftime of the boys' game with Knox County leading North Shelby 32-30. In the girls' game, it was North Shelby winning their 11th game of the year by defeating Knox County 69-45, as North Shelby led in scoring by Sierra Kirby with 15 points. David Williams with 21. Knox County led by Brianna Miller with 25 points. North Shelby led 22-12 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Knox 12-10 in the second quarter. Well, let's change that right now. I was having a phone problem in Can-Am, had a phone problem at the same time. North Shelby outscored Knox County 17-10 in the second quarter. And North Shelby led 39-22 at the half. In the third quarter, it was North Shelby outscoring Knox County 14-12. North Shelby led 53-34 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, North Shelby outscored Knox 16-11. And the Lady Raiders won at 69-45. North Shelby improves to 11-8, while Knox County girls 2-19. And I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahoka, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
When we walk, when we reach, when we play, we're moving through life. And in the wake of COVID-19, we haven't been moving enough. An estimated 80% of Americans aren't getting their recommended daily amount of physical activity. It's time to move and keep moving, America. Wherever you are and however you can, movement reduces your risk of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. It improves your brain function and mental health. It helps you manage pain and boost your immune system. And when you need help, physical therapists and physical therapist assistants are by your side with expert care to increase your strength and mobility and to improve your quality of life through prescribed exercise and teamwork. Because even in a pandemic, we are meant to climb, to dance, to soar, to thrive. Choose to move. Choose physical therapy. Visit ChoosePT.com.
Your friendly dentist, Dr. Lisa Bosch here. Did you know that the hardest substance in your body is enamel? It is even harder than bone. But under enamel is a material called dentin, which is much softer than enamel. Once a cavity gets through the enamel, it spreads very fast through the dentin and then to the nerve of the tooth. That is why getting x-rays once a year is so important, so that the cavities are caught when they are in dentin before they spread and give you a toothache. So give our office a call and don't wait till you have pain. It costs a lot more then. P.S. Don't forget to smile.
Welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. 32-30, Knox County leads here at halftime. And next week, let me real quick go through next week. We're going to have a full week of basketball on the final week of the regular season. And on Monday night, it'll be Putnam County girls and boys at Canton. Then on Tuesday night, Marceline at Knox County girls and boys. Wednesday night, Lavender girls and boys at Schuyler County. On on Thursday night. Milan girls and boys at Scotland County. And then we'll wrap up the regular season next Friday night. Fayette girls and boys will be at Scotland County. Also, a game tonight that the whole Lewis and Clark Conference walking is facing Scotland County girls. As Songbird is playing Scotland County girls at Scotland County. And in the girls' game, it was Scotland County 57 and Salisbury 41. So I think Scotland County had one loss. Salisbury, I don't know whether they have two losses or not, but at least one. Then there may well be a three-way tie for the conference championship going into the final week of the season. Do some more investigating on that, but right now we've got basketball to play here from North Shelby High School. As North Shelby boys out on the floor, Knox County boys come out on the floor, and Knox County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. As Tanner Gillespie will trigger. Nelson Schinkel back in the ball game, playing a three personal foul. As Tanner Gillespie will inbound to Braden Miller. To Gillespie's throw to Branson on the left wing. Back to Tanner on the right wing. Tanner Gillespie down in the paint, puts up a shot, missed it. Got his own rebound, kicks it back out to Braden Miller, and Braden walked with it. That ball fake gets you every time. And he'll give it back to North Shelby. As Robert Ohlmeyer will inbound to J.D. Rich. Now McDaniel on the right wing. Inside to Bender. Now back to McDaniel on the right wing. Falls down, lost the ball, but gives it to Brandon. Defense. And Orr along the baseline puts it up and in. That was Carson Orr. Tied at 32. It's Branson Miller in the backcourt against Brasher. To Gillespie to Branson Miller. Branson will take it to the hook, but the shot missed it. And the foul's going to be on Landon Bender, and that's his first. So first foul on Landon Bender. And Branson Miller will go to the line. He'll shoot a couple. As Branson has 2 points, looking for three. Shot up, got it. 3 points for Branson Miller. 1 point, Knox County lead, 33-32. As Branson set for his second free throw. Isaac fires it, missed it. Threw up an air ball, so it's going to be North Shelby basketball. As Robert Ohlmeyer will trigger, gets it to Rich. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Rich gives it back to Ohlmeyer on the right wing. Ohlmeyer in the right corner to Carson Orr. Inside the banner, puts up a shot. No good. Tip up by Rich. No good. Ball kicked around. Kicked up by Carson Orr. Gives it back to Bender. Lays it up. Got it. First lead of the ball game for North Shelby. 34-33 as Branson Miller to Becker on the left wing. Now Branson top of the key to break at the top of the key. Tanner Gillespie gives the ball to Becker on the right wing. To Gillespie now to left wing to Branson. Braden in the left corner. Inside to Becker. Gillespie. Back to Braden. Braden will take it to the hoop. Lays it off. Flash. So good. Rebound. Nelson Schenkel. And Schenkel couldn't quite get a grip on it and lost it out of bounds to the lead, North Shelby basketball. As Rich will bring it across the timeline. Rich has it between the two circles. Bounce pass in the paint. Ohlmeyer gets it underneath the Carson Orr, puts up the shot, blocked by Schenkel. Schenkel will take it to the hoop, puts up the shot, and missed it. And now they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to call the offensive foul on Nelson Schenkel. That's four on Nelson Schenkel. And Nathan Miller is wanting to tell what happened. And from what I can see, what the officials were showing him, that he must have thrown an elbow, or the official thought he threw an elbow, whatever. North Shelby with the basketball up by one. And now the pass tried to find it inside, stolen away by Carter Marble. And then Bender knocked it out of his hands and out of bounds as Kyle Smith, a technical foul wide off the bat, started the game. He's been on the bench, and now he comes back in. So Brayden Miller gets it to Branson. Branson to Tanner Gillespie, back to Branson. Between the two circles, Branson to Brayden on the right wing. Inside it goes to Becker. Now reverse layup, got it. That's Carmen Marble. That's 2 points. It's a 1 point Knox County lead, 35-34. Rich on the left wing, Omar in the left corner. They get it inside to Bender. He tried to get it to Smith and bounced it out of bounds. So it'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the far sideline. Branson Miller will get it to Gillespie. To Branson Miller. Now Gillespie between the two circles. Back to Branson on the left wing. Branson one dribble. Out pops Becker in the left corner. To Branson Miller on the left wing. As Branson bounce pass back to Becker. Becker to Branson. To the left side of the circle. To Tanner Gillespie. Now they get on the baseline to Carter Marble. Inside to Becker. Off glass. Got it. Jacob Becker was sick. And give Carter Marble the assist. 37-34. Knocks up by three. Rich gets the ball to Kyle Smith. Kicks it out to McDaniel. Cut off on the right baseline to Smith. Smith in among the trees. Goes the ball out to the sideline. Bad pass. Saved in bounds by Branson Miller to Brayden Miller. Now Branson across the timeline to Gillespie. Between the two circles. Branson to Brayden on the right wing. Back to Branson. Branson in the center circle still with the dribble. That's Branson. Dribble drive the right wing. Gets underneath the Brayden. Brayden puts up the shot. And McDaniel off the rebound. McDaniel wants to run. Takes it right at Marble. Off glass. Got it. 12 points for Brendan McDaniel. 1 point Knox lead. 37-36. 4:10 left to play in the third quarter. Gillespie on the left wing. Gillespie takes it right at Smith. Down the left lane, a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Kyle Smith. Smith picks up his second personal foul. As Noah Greenwell will check in. Also, Carson Orr checks back in. Knox County will inbound under the own basket as Gillespie gets it to Branson Miller off the right wing for three. No good. And McDaniel off the rebound. McDaniel gets it down to Orr underneath the Greenwell. Bad pass. Saved by Greenwell. But out to Gillespie. So Tanner Gillespie across the timeline. Brayden Miller on the left wing. To Becker on the left wing. Now on the it goes to Jansen in the ballgame. Austin Jansen for Knox County. As Branson Miller brings it out between the two circles. Kicks it to Becker. As Becker cut off on the right. Left him on the left wing. Back to Branson Miller between the two circles. As Branson Miller back to Jansen on the left wing. Hand off to Branson Miller. Cut off on the left baseline. Back to Jansen. Now Becker on the left side of the circle. Becker kicks it back out to Brayden. Jansen on the left wing to Branson Miller on the left wing. As Branson looks for an opening, takes it to the block, tried to get it to Becker, stolen away by North Shelby. There's Carson Orr, puts it up, oh, no good. And Smith tried it, and blocked by Becker, and Smith hits the deck. And they want to call the foul on Brayden Miller. So Brayden Miller picks up his first foul. Kyle Smith will be at the line to shoot. It's going to be two shots as have to wipe up some perspiration. There were two or three bodies that hit the deck that time. 2:50 left. 37-36. Knox County with the lead. J.D. Rich will check back in. Also, Landon Bender checks back in. Also, Shockley will check back in. And out will go Robert Ohlmeyer. Brandon McDaniel checks out. So once they get all the perspiration wiped up, Kyle Smith will be at the line. He looks for his first point of the ball game. Smith eyes it, fires it, got it. First point for Kyle Smith. We're tied at 37. 2:50 left to play in the third quarter. Smith eyes it, fires it, and spins in and out. No good. Becker comes off the rebound to Branson Miller. As Miller will walk the ball across the timeline. Miller takes it to the right side of the circle. The backer off glass missed it. And a whistle and a foul. A foul is going to be on Shockley. So Casey Shockley picks up his second personal foul. And Jacob Becker will be at the line to shoot a pair. So Jacob Becker was 6, looking for 7. Now Carter Marble checks out. First shot by Becker, no good. Marble looks like holding some ice on his head. He may got an elbow in the head. Get down in the paint. It's pretty rough down there as Becker hits the second free throw. He has 7. Back to a one-point Knox County lead. 2:30 left to play in the third quarter. Bender on the right wing. Greenwell in the right corner inside to Smith. Smith puts up the shot blocked by Becker. And they say Becker got him with the body. So Jacob Becker picks up his third personal foul. And Kyle Smith will go back to the line. He'll shoot 2 shots. As 1 looking for 2. Shots up, missed it. 2:27 left to play in the third quarter. 38-37, Knox County with the lead. As Kyle Smith with 1 looking for 2, shots up, got it, and we're tied at 38. Knox with the basketball. Branson Miller will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense, almost a matchup zone by North Shelby. 2-3 zone as Tanner Gillespie, top of the key. Now Branson Miller between the 2 circles. Branson around the pick. Tried to pick and roll. Jansen couldn't hang on the pass all the way by Greenwell. Takes it to the left wing. Now Rich out between the 2 circles. Greenwell on the left wing. Greenwell gives it back to Rich. Top of the key. Now Bender on the right wing to Shockley in the right corner. Shockley tried to get it inside to Smith. Batted out of bounds. It'll be North Shelby basketball. As McDaniel and Omar both check back in. Greenwell and Shockley both check out. So Rich will inbound to Smith in the right corner. Smith cut off on the right baseline. Omar will try a 3. No good. And Becker high for the rebound. A whistle and a jump ball. And alternating possession back to North Shelby. So Robert Olmeyer will inbound underneath his own basket. Rich, rather. Out to Omar. Back to Bender in the right corner. Omar from downtown. 3-pointer on the way. No good. And the rebound put back up by Bender. And Landon Bender with 9 points. First lead of the ball game, I think, for North Shelby, or maybe the second. They lead it 40-38 with 1:17 left to play in the game. Now, Branson Miller takes it to the basket, puts up the shot. It was blocked, but right back at Branson, he went out of bounds. So it'll be North Shelby basketball. A little pressure by Knox County. Olmeyer in the backcourt. Across the timeline to Smith. Smith gets it inside to Bender, puts up the shot, missed it. Kicks it back out to Olmeyer. Now McDaniel for 3. Bullseye! Then to McDaniel with 15. And Knox County calls a timeout. 57 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It's North Shelby 43, Knox County 38. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep your AGCO equipment operating at peak performance this season and every season with a full selection of AGCO parts from the Farm Shop in Edina. They make hydraulic hoses and carry all the other genuine parts you need for productive, profitable farming year-round. Come check out their selection of AGCO parts. Their experienced parts specialists will help you find exactly what you need. stop by the Farm Shop in Edina today or visit their website at farmshopinc.com to learn more.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 8 above. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 20. Chance of snow tomorrow night. Lows around 12. Overcast skies. High of 23 Sunday under mainly sunny skies. 42 Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 25.
Welcome back, everybody. North Shelby High School. 50 seconds left to play in the third quarter. 5-point North Shelby leaders. Vance Miller around the top of the key to Braden. Braden will try a 15-footer. Missed it. But he drew the foul. Foul's going to be on J.D. Rich. That's his second. And to the line will go Braden Miller. As Braden with 6 points, looking for seven. 45 seconds left to play in the third quarter. First shot up. Missed it. 45.1 second left to play in the third quarter. Again, 43-38. North Shelby the lead as Miller's second free throw. Well, got it. 7 points for Braden Miller. 4-point North Shelby lead. Rich with the basketball across the timeline to Olmeyer to the right wing. Now Bender in the right corner. Post tried to get it out to Rich, and the pass is stolen away by Braden Miller. As Braden across the timeline to the top of the key to Branson on the left wing. As Branson, dribble drive, headed for the left block, and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on J.D. Rich. And that's the third foul on Rich. As into the ball game will come Carson Orr, and Rich will set down. So Branson Miller will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Braden. Gets it to Branson on the left wing. Now Braden takes it right to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And rebound. Knocked out of Bender's hand and out of bounds. 16 seconds left to play in the third quarter. North Shelby will have the basketball, leading 43-39. McDaniel across the timeline to Olmeyer. Robert Olmeyer to the right wing. Good is in the right corner. Tried to get it inside to Smith. Batted away. It was picked up by Olmeyer, and Olmeyer will get the charging foul as he ran into Braden Miller. Robert Olmeyer with his first foul. 3 seconds left to play in the quarter. Tanner Gillespie will inbound. That's Gillespie. Gets the ball in to Braden Miller. To Becker. Becker puts up the shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the third quarter with the score. North Shelby 43, Knox County 39. Back in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Did you know a vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States? The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year, which leads to higher auto insurance rates for all of us. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft.
When you leave your vehicle,
always roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. And if you are out at night, always park in a well-lit area. For an extra layer of protection, install an audible alarm system or tracking system, and use steering wheel or brake pedal locks.
If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB. That's 1-800-TEL-NICB. Or visit our website at www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
8 minutes left to play in this ball game. North Shelby leading Knox County 43-39. Knox with the basketball. Nelson Chinkle back in with four personal fouls as Branson Miller takes it down the right lane, lays it up, got it. 5 points for Branson Miller, 2 points. North Shelby lead with the basketball. Robert Olmeyer brings it across the timeline, bounce pass, Bender at the high post. Now McDaniel on the right wing. Inside goes to Greenwell. as Greenwell throws it out into the left corner and nobody there. So a turnover gives it back to Knox County. Danner Gillespie will inbound to Branson Miller. As Miller will walk the ball across the timeline. Miller picked up by Carson Orr around the top of the key. Sees that opening again. Throws it up. It goes down. Are they going to call an offensive foul? Yes, they are. Offensive foul on Braden Miller. That's his second. And the funny part that hurt, it went, the ball went in the basket. So McDaniel across the timeline. To Robert Ohlmeyer. Gives it to Greenwell. Inside the arc on the left wing. Now McDaniel will try three. No good. Jake will high for the rebound. And he is tied up by Carson Orr. And all the negative possession stays with North Shelby. As soon as Nelson Schenkel brought that rebound down to about his waist, Orr was right there to tie him up. So Robert Ohlmeyer will inbound. Gets it out to McDaniel to the left wing. Now inside the arc, 10-footer on the way. No good. And Braden, one of the Millers, I can't see his number, gets it in to Gillespie, put up a shot. No good. That was Franson. And off with the rebound comes Greenwell to the top of the key, and he walked with it. And Greenwell will walk, so the turnover goes back to Knox County. It'll be Knox County basketball out of bounds on the near sideline as Braden Miller will inbound to Branson. So Branson Miller will bring it across the timeline. Branson has it between the two circles. Dribbles toward the left wing around a pick set by Becker. Kicks it back out to Schenkel, top of the key. They tried to force it inside to Becker. Out of the way, but Schenkel picks it back up in the backcourt. Gets it across the left wing to Branson Miller. Now inside, a lob is a little bit too high. It was a pick and roll. It was there. Passes too high to Becker. So now North Shelby up by two of the basketball is Rich. Gives it to Ohlmeyer on the right wing. Bender in the right corner, in the outer left corner for three. Rich, no good. And Branson Miller off the rebound. Branson gets it ahead to Schenkel. Schenkel, underneath the basket, puts a shot off glass and got it. Strong move by Nelson Schenkel. He has 18. Tied at 43. 5:50 left to play in the ball game. As Ohlmeyer in the right corner inside to Bender, puts up a shot blocked by Schenkel. And out with a loose ball comes J.D. Rich. Now Landon Daniel wants a timeout. 5:42 left to play in the ball game, and we're tied. North Shelby 43, Knox County 43. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMM Sports.
With Make-A-Wish, the impossible becomes possible. A girl battling cancer can become a race car driver battling the course. The boy showing all the nurses his fire trucks can take the helm of a real one. Wishes can give kids with critical illnesses the strength to keep fighting, get better, and grow up.
Where there's a wish, there's a way.
Wishes need you. Visit Make-A-Wish at wish.org.
Welcome back, everybody. North Shelby High School. 5:42 left to play in the ball game. We're tied at 43. And North Shelby will have the basketball out of bounds in front of the scorer's table on the far sideline. As Rich will inbound to Ohlmeyer. Back to Rich. Rich on the left wing to McDaniel. McDaniel on the left baseline to Bender. Now Kyle Smith to the dotted line. Kicks it out to Rich. He's cut off on the right baseline. They kick it back out to McDaniel. His 10-foot floater, no good. And the rebound comes off to Kyle Smith. Smith in a double team puts up a shot blocked by Schenkel. And Braden Miller comes away with it to Branson Miller. Knox County chance to regain the lead with a basket here. As Branson Miller left wing now. Dribble drive to the basket. Puts up the shot. Missed it. But he drew a foul. As the foul is going to be on Robert Ohlmeyer. And for Ohlmeyer, that's his second. Sends Branson Miller to the line to shoot two shots. With Branson to five, looking for six. First shot up, got it. 6 points for Branson Miller. 1 point, Knox County lead with 5 minutes left to play in the game. 44-43. So Branson Miller was 6, looking for 7. Shots up. Got it. 7 points for Branson Miller. A 2-point Knox County lead. 45-43. Rich across the timeline to Omar on the right wing. Omar down in the right corner. Looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it back to Rich, top of the key. Now McDaniel to the dotted line. Kicks it back out in the right corner to Omar for 3. Jangle, I think, went right at Omar. And the foul's going to be on Nelson Jangle, and he just fouled out of the ball game. So Nelson Jangle fouled out. Robert Omar will be at the line to shoot 3 free throws. As now Carter Marble comes back in the ball game, and he's got a bandage around his head. I think he got an elbow in the head. So Omar's first free throw, no good. So Marble stands on the line, but Omar has 2 more free throws. Next shot up, no good. Nope. He missed the second one, and Tanner Gillespie went right after the rebound, not realizing he had 3 free throws. So Robert Omar with 9 points, looking for 10. Shot up, got it. 10 points for Omar. 45-44, Knox with the lead and the basketball as Branson Miller to Tanner Gillespie on the right wing. Now Gillespie will take it right down the paint, lays it up. Got it, what a move by Gillespie. He has 6. 3-point Knox County lead. McDaniel takes it to the basket, gives it to Bender, puts it up. It goes down. It counts, and he's fouled. The foul's going to be on Jacob Becker, and that's his 4th. The 3 fouls on Becker. Schinkel already out, and Becker at 6'6 has 4 fouls. And now Omar will check out. Carson Orr checks in for North Shelby. At the line will go Landon Bender. He has 9, looking for 10. Got it. 10 points for Bender. And we're tied at 47. 4:29 left to play in the game. North Shelby, or Knox County, will have the basketball. It's Gillespie inbounds to Branson Miller. As Branson holds up a fist, walks the ball across the timeline. And now, Branson Miller carried the basketball. So, turnover, Knox County. North Shelby will have it. As McDaniel inbounds to Rich. Rich will bring it across the timeline. Smith at the high post. Smith tried to get it to Greenwell, and it goes off Greenwell and out of bounds. So we traded turnovers, and it goes back to Knox County. Tanner Gillespie gives it to Branson Miller. Miller will bring it across the sideline to the left side of the circle. And now it's all stolen away by Carson Orr, and Orr walked with it. Now Carson Orr, Josh Smith told Carson Orr to calm down, but I could read Carson Orr's lips that I am calmed down. So Tanner Gillespie right in front of me will inbound. Gillespie gives it in to Branson Miller. Branson across the timeline to the left wing and the left corner to Braden. Now inside goes to Becker. Becker turns, puts up the shot, missed it, but he drew the foul. As the foul's going to be on Kyle Smith, and that's his 3rd. So Jacob Becker will go to the line to shoot a pair. He has 7, looking for 8. First shot up, it's got it. 8 points for Jacob Becker. 1 point Knox County lead, 3:52 left to play. As Becker eyes it, fires it, and got them both. 9 points for Jacob Becker. 2-point Knox County lead. Rich across the timeline to McDaniel. To Smith at the high post. Smith on the left side of the circle. Takes it right at Becker. Puts up the shot. No good. Decker off the rebound to Braden Miller. As Braden will bring it across the timeline. As in between the two circles, now the right side of the circle, sees an opening. Deeks takes it, a dribble drive, and while he's making the dribble drive, Nathan Miller calls a timeout. So 3:28 left to play in the ball game. It's Knox County 49, North Shelby 47, back in 60 seconds. This is KF Sports.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
3:28 left to play in the ball game. Knox County 49, North Shelby 47. Knox County will have the basketball. Tanner Gillespie will inbound on the near sideline. So Gillespie gets the ball in to Braden Miller. Now Branson Miller has it between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Knox County as Branson tried to dribble through a double team. Ball's knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. So it still will be Knox County basketball as Braden Miller will inbound this time in the backcourt to Branson. As Branson Miller will bring it across the timeline, bounce pass to Gillespie, and right through Gillespie's hands and out of bounds. 3:13 left to play. Now North Shelby a chance to tie the game. Braden McDaniel across the timeline to Olmeyer on the right wing and the right corner to Orr. Orr kicks it back out to McDaniel to the left wing inside the arc. Now backs out, finds Bender at the free throw line. Puts up the shot, missed it, and the rebound tipped around. Out with it comes Orr. Now McDaniel takes it right at Jacob Becker and an offensive foul on Brendan McDaniel. That's his second. There are two fouls on Brendan McDaniel. So Tanner Gillespie with 2:52 left to play in the game. Now there's some perspiration on the floor. Carson Orr comes down to help to dry it up. Well, I think they got it all, but McDaniel ran right into Jacob Becker. Becker stood his ground. A lot of offensive fouls in this ball game. So Braden Miller gives it to Tanner Gillespie. Gillespie will bring it across the timeline to Braden Miller between the two circles. Braden puts the ball on the floor as he looks for somebody to throw it to. Out pops Gillespie between the two circles. As Gillespie gives the ball to Marble in the right corner. Now Becker on the right wing. Branson Miller. Carter Marble, little 10-footer, missed it. And off the rebound, Carson Orr. It's now an official timeout. As far as we got, Carson Orr lost a Band-Aid or something. So Orr, whether it's his or not, he picked it up. Looked like a Band-Aid. And he'll take it to the bench. Also, Greenwell will check out. With 2:19 left to play. 2-point Knox lead. J.D. Rich with the basketball to Olmeyer. The right wing of the right corner to Bender. Bender gives it back to Rich. Rich underneath it goes to Olmeyer. Missed the shot. Wide open. And Becker comes off with the rebound. Marble gets it. Gives it to Branson Miller. Down to 2 minutes. Branson Miller has it between the two circles, guarded by Rich. Branson Miller still with the dribble between the two circles, gives it to Becker. Becker off glass. He missed the wide open layup. Out that pass goes to Rich, and Rich tried to save it in bounds, and he almost threw it to Shelbyville. So it'll be Knox County basketball. Whoever wins the turnover battle may win this ball game. As Tanner Gillespie gets across the timeline to Braden Miller. Braden, one dribble back to Gillespie between the two circles. Down to 1:30 left to play in the game. Braden Miller back to Gillespie. Gillespie behind the back dribble, and that was a no-no. Taken away by McDaniel. Out of the corner, Rich, three-pointer, no good. Braden Miller off of the rebound. 1:10 left to play. Braden Miller still in the backcourt. Looks for somebody. And now Nathan Miller calls the timeout. 1:07 left to play in the game. It's still Knox County 49, North Shelby 47. And back in 30 seconds, this is KMN Sports.
Alcohol and driving don't mix. Preliminary statistics for 2020 indicate 10 people died and 274 were injured in traffic crashes where underage people chose to drink and drive. In addition to facing the results of the traffic crash, they were drinking, a bad choice at an age, and an illegal choice in these cases. Never drink under the age of 21. Never drink and drive. Obey the laws regarding alcohol. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Sam is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money at samican.org.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit samican.org.
1:07 left to play in the ball game. Knox County 49, North Shelby 47, and Knox County will have the basketball. Tanner Gillespie will inbound on the near sideline. Gillespie looks for somebody, gets in the backcourt to Branson Miller. He dribbles through a double team, and that's off the clock, and the foul is going to be on Robert Ohlmeyer. That's his third. As that's 10 team fouls against North Shelby. So Branson Miller at the line to shoot a pair. He has 7, looking for 8. Shot up, got it. 8 points for Branson Miller, 3 points. Knox County lead, 105 left to play. As Branson Miller can make it a 2-possession lead. Shots on the way, got it. 10 points for Branson Miller. And now Bender checks in. Carson Orr checks out for the Raiders. Kyle Smith will inbound. As he gets it to Rich. Rich across the timeline to Ohlmeyer. Back to Rich. Now McDaniel on the left wing to Smith. Smith will take it down the paint. Gives it to Rich for 3. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of Landon Bender. Carson Orr will check back in for the Raiders. Landon Bender will check out. Now full court pressure by North Shelby. Gillespie will inbound to Becker. Becker gets it to Braden Miller. As Braden will wait for some help and a whistle and a foul. It's either on Orr or Rich. And looks like it's going to be on Carson Orr, and that's his second. Now Braden Miller will go to the line. He'll shoot 2 shots. Braden on the night with 7 points, looking for 8. As there is not a Knox County Eagle on either lane. So Braden's first one up. Got it. Braden Miller with 8 points. And it's a 5-point Knox County lead. Now Landon Daniel wants another timeout. 46 seconds left to play the ball game. Knox County 52 and North Shelby 47. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMN Sports.
1 million people. That's how many people go blind each year. Even more staggering, every 60 seconds a child goes blind. Yet 80% of these cases could have been prevented or treated. The only thing they lack is access to proper eye care. All it takes is about $100 to restore someone's sight and transform their life forever. For more information on SEE International or to donate, visit our website at seeinternational.org.
46.2 seconds to be exact. 52-47, 5-point Knox County lead, and Braden Miller at the line, and he'll have one more free throw. He has 8, looking for 9. And Braden eyes it, fires it, missed it, and the rebound comes off to Brendan McDaniel. McDaniel down the far sideline. McDaniel to the free throw line. And puts up his little 10-footer and got it. So Brendan McDaniel with 17 points. As now Carter Marble, I think he maybe got it. He had maybe some blood on his head. Maybe he got an elbow, I think. That's why he had the headdress on. And the headdress, he took it off because he didn't like it. It wouldn't stay on. Now Connor Hayes comes out on the floor and evidently wiping up some blood. So now that was blood because Landon Daniel is going to come out with the disinfectant. So evidently there's blood spots from the free throw inside the free throw line clear over to the Knox County bench. So all the players are looking for the blood spots. It's Connor Hayes. Saw another one. So I saw the Carter Marble some time ago holding a bandage on his head. So he must have got cut on the forehead, I would say. He's back on the sideline as in the ball game comes Ethan Campbell. Now 36 seconds left to play in the game. 5-3-point Knox County lead as inbound pass comes to Campbell. Campbell gives it back to Gillespie. Gillespie bounce pass to Branson Miller. Back to Gillespie. Gillespie across the timeline to Braden. Braden puts up the shot, missed it. Now he picked up the foul. The foul may be on Carson Orr again. It will be, and that's his third. So 3 fouls on Carson Orr. Down to 25 seconds left to play. As Braden Miller has 8 looking for 9. Shot up, missed it. Now Bender checks back in for the Raiders. Jansen checks in for the Eagles, and Ethan Campbell sets down. Braden Miller eyes it, fires it, and off the heel they're in, no good. McDaniel off the rebound. McDaniel across the timeline in a hurry. Between the two circles now, Smith lost it. Got it back, but a backup, no good. Bender tried to put it up. And a whistle and a foul, and Jacob Becker just fouled out of the ball game. So Knox County's 2 big guys have both fouled out with 13 seconds left to play in the ball game, and Knox County on top 52-49. So Landon Bender, as Campbell checks back in. So Bender at the line to shoot a 1-1. It's Bender on the night with 10 points. Eyes it, fires it, and got it. 11 points for Landon Bender. And it's 52-50. Knox County up by 2. Bender's second one up. No good. Rebound comes off to Olmeyer. Kicks it back out to McDaniel. And Landon Daniel wants a timeout. 8.7 seconds left to play in the ball game. Knox County 52, North Shelby 50. And I'll be back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learnt even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back at North Shelby High School. Call it 9 seconds left to play in the ballgame in regulation. 52-50, Knox County up by two. North Shelby will have the basketball. J.D. Rich will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it into Omar. Omar between the two circles. Back to Rich between the two circles. Now McDaniel will fire a three off the heel. Backboard no good. And that's the end of the ballgame. With the final score, Knox County 52, North Shelby 50, and I'll be back to wrap this up in a moment. This is KMN Sports.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Stop, call or click before you dig. Dig safely.
Underground utilities are everywhere, even in your yard. No matter how small the job, know the dangers before you dig. Call 1-800-DIG-RIGHT or 811 or click on mowonecall.com. Digging without knowing where it's safe to dig can cause tremendous damage, even loss of life.
Stop, call, or click before you dig. Dig safely. It's the law.
Call or click before you dig.
If you're checked by a conservation agent while hunting, keep the muzzle of your firearm pointed in a safe direction as he or she approaches and follow the instructions given. The agent may ask to inspect your permits, firearms, and any wildlife you possess. Most hunters contacted by agents are obeying the wildlife laws. Just because you're being checked does not mean you've done anything wrong. Remember, agents have a job to do, and that is to enforce the wildlife code and other state laws. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Hey, we missed you at the game last week. Is everything all right?
I just haven't been feeling like me lately.
You know I'm here for you, right?
That's a cut. Beautiful.
Acting is one thing. Talking about suicide in real life is another.
In the military, you take challenges head on.
And now it's your turn to do the same for our veterans.
Be there.
Learn how you can start the conversation at betheretheforveterans.com.
Auto insurance companies can be a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. Don't get involved in insurance fraud. If you're in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
And welcome back, everybody, to North Shelby High School. It's a final as the North Shelby Eagles run their 12th game of the year by defeating North Shelby 52-50, leading the way. Let's take a look at the scoring. First four, Knox County, Jacob Becker with 9 points. Branson Miller with 10. Braden Miller with 8. Carter Marble with 4. Tanner Gillespie with 6. and Nelson Schenkel with 18 points. For North Shelby, Noah Greenwell with 3, J.D. Rich with 3, Carson Orr with 2, Brendan McDaniel with 17, Robert Ohlmeyer with 10, Landon Bender with 11, and Kyle Smith with 2. Knox County led 21-16 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Knox 14-11 in the second quarter, and Knox led 32-30 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby outscored Knox 13-7, and North Shelby led 43-39 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was Knox. Knox County outscored North Shelby 13-7, and Knox County wins it 52-50. So Knox County improves to 12-9, while North Shelby falls to 15-6. So we'll do a little quick housekeeping as far as my bookkeeping goes. Circle that and circle that. Now in the girls' game, we've had a lot of error difficulty. We'll finally got that straightened out. We know what how to fix next time. But North Shelby girls win their 11th game of the year by defeating Knox County 69-45. North Shelby led in scoring by Sierra Kirby with 15 points, Ava Williams with 21, while Knox County led by Brianna Miller with 25 points. North Shelby led 22-12 after one quarter. North Shelby outscored Knox County 17-10 in the second quarter to lead 39-22 at the half. In the third quarter, North Shelby again outscored Knox 14-12, and North Shelby led 53-34 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, it was North Shelby outscoring Knox County 16-11, and North Shelby ladies won it 69-45. North Shelby girls improved to 11-8, while Knox County girls 2-19. And, of course, again in the boys' game, you just heard, it was a thrower. Knox County holds on to win it 52-50, as Knox County led in scoring by Branson Miller with 10 points, Nelson Schenkel with 18, North Shelby led by Brendan McDaniel with 17 points, Robert Ohlmeyer with 10, and Landon Bender with 11. Knox County improves to 12-9, North Shelby 15-6. And from the Lewis and Clark Conference girls' side, it was Schuyler County defeating Salisbury 57-41. That was a game that a lot of people had some eyes on as Salisbury defeated Schuyler County last Saturday. And that gave Schuyler County their first conference loss. Schuyler County has one conference loss, and I don't know about Salisbury whether that's their first or second conference loss. So we could have at least a two-way tie and maybe a three-way tie for the girls' conference championship in the Lewis and Clark Conference. I'll find out more tomorrow. Maybe I'll report it. I'll find out something and report it on Monday Sports. Next week, all kinds of games. 5 nights of high school basketball on KMM. Starting Monday night, Putnam County girls and boys will be at Canton on Tuesday. Marceline will be at Knox County on Wednesday. Novinger at Schuyler County Thursday. Milan at Scotland County. And then Friday, it'll be Fayette at Schuyler County. That'll wind up the regular season. Then we'll start district play a week from Monday. Have a nice weekend, everybody. More producer Dave Bowden. From North Shelby High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Knox County sponsors. They include the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, C&R Supermarkets in Edina and Cahoka, Cardwell Lumber Company Incorporated south of Edina, Citizens Bank of Edina, Edina Sentinel Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got buildings in Edina, Kirksville, Cahoka, Lancaster, and Memphis. Knox County Dental Office in Edina, Knox County Health Department and Home Health Agency in Edina, Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and By the Farm Shop in Edina.